Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Bonjour, Montreal!
Hello, Canada!
Hello, Canada! Welcome to the first episode of Off Book International.
Yeah, I was just thinking, whoa, this is our first time international.
That's right, we did it. We're all here, you watched it happen, you made it happen. That's our show, thanks, bye! this is Off Book, the improvised musical. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of King Scott Passarella on the keys!
Guys, guess what? There's another chair here.
We leave it empty for Elijah.
But not anymore.
But not anymore.
We have a great guest. We're so excited that he's joining us. He's an amazingly talented stand-up. You know him from Grace and Frankie and Corporate. It's Baron Vaughn! That just gave us all, for the listening audience, we all did a fun hug and handshake.
Yeah.
And it really gave me a window into if we were a morning show. Or
I tried to do it while opening a water bottle at the same time, and it is impossible to
do. Yeah.
If you do want to open this, I recommend you do it now, because if you try to do it while a microphone's in your hand, they're both going to do it very easily and prove me wrong. But it was very hard for me and my hands to do. This is called our water bottle podcast, where we talk about water bottles and which ones are easiest to open.
You remember when that plastic got thinner and those caps got shorter and better for the earth, but boy, do they spill?
Yeah.
This is a morning show conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, have you guys noticed I was dropping my son off at soccer? I handed him one of those mini water bottles, you know, that are great.
Oh, yeah, mini bottles.
We didn't have them when we were kids, just sugar. And boy, if that bottle wasn't so spilly.
There is a point at which, and I love the environment, I live in it every day, big fan, but I think that there are times when, like washing machines and dryers in the States are very good and for the most part not particularly environmentally conscious. But then you go to like Scotland, their washers and dryers are garbage, but they are environmentally conscious. So it's like, what do I want? Do I want to save a tree? Or do I want...
Yeah, you got to pick. You got to pick which things are good for the earth and which ones aren't.
That really is the debate for the lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do I want dirty clothes or dirty earth?
Or dirty earth. We cut to the middle of the woods. Where three naturalists are hanging out.
More than that, they're hanging up their clothes.
That's right.
Can live on this planet.
shirt is not clean, it's covered in moss, but Mother Earth, she smiles. And then I tried to dry it by blowing on it with my mouth. It's not really dry and it smells kind of bad, but the earth is good and that's what I'm about.
My clothes are dirty, but my
to you on this bus. Do you mind if I sit here?
No, go ahead.
Wow. Is your shirt 7 years old?
How could you tell?
Well, I could just tell that you're a warrior for the earth, and...
I am a warrior for the earth. Are you a warrior for the earth?
Oh, man, let me unzip this hoodie so you can see my tee.
That's disgusting.
Thanks.
I wasn't expecting to meet such a kindred spirit.
Well, you can always meet them on the bus, right?
that's what the bus is known for. Connection.
Yeah. Can you imagine all those idiots driving in their cars?
I know.
Ruining the planet we all share and never meeting best friends or lovers?
Exactly. Size 25 carbon footprint, am I right?
Am I right? Happen on a bus, anything. I can tell you what can happen on a bus, anything. Every time I get on and I pay my tokens or I dip my card, what will it bring? I can tell you what can happen on a bus, it's anything.
Public transport is where I meet the public. It's a thing that I love. And now I met you, it feels like a blessing seen from heaven above. And I can't believe you're such a friend. I will ride this bus to the very end. And we can talk and laugh and have a fest. Because riding a bus is the best.
I can tell you what can happen on a bus.
Anything.
Hey, everyone here on the
mean, yesterday I didn't know who I was. Just a man feeling awful while eating falafel on a bus. But now you two have shown me the way, and also you've got quite a connection. If you don't mind me saying so, it just seems like there's something there.
This is my stop. I'll never see either of you again.
Oh.
Hey. You're just gonna let that happen?
What?
You're just gonna let that guy walk out of your life and off of the bus?
Well, what can I do? I mean, that was a stop, and I mean, he got off.
If there's
he
one,
he got off. He said he was gonna ride it to the end, but then he got off.
Yeah. if there's one thing I've learned on riding a bus all these years, 78 years.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
79. First year of my life, didn't touch a bus. Wasn't really up to me. Anyway, if I've learned one thing after these 78 years on a bus, is that, well, nothing ever bad happens if you follow a stranger. Strangers are there 'cause they want you to follow them home. That guy may have said, "Goodbye, I am leaving." But he's only leaving if you leave him alone. Stalk that. To jump off the bus. Please don't jump off the bus. She's gonna have to jump off the bus.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll just open the door and just for legal reasons, you were never on this bus.
Okay. I should stalk that guy.
Hey, what are you doing here? Are you following me?
What do you mean? Me? Just reading this, signpost.
It says stop.
You know, have you ever really taken the time to think about, like, am I reading words or am I just recognizing little pictures?
That's so strange. That's exactly what I was thinking before you got
really?
Here.
Really?
Yes.
Listen, I gotta be honest. I was following you.
Oh, really?
It just felt like, I don't know. I felt like, oh my gosh, the sun is shining. I'm on this bus. I'm sitting next to someone who smells as bad as I do. I think that we're maybe meant to be. And when you got off, I thought, what if I just let him go away? Also, that old man with falafel told me to, and he was...
I sure did. Hello.
He came too.
Hello.
You're quite the matchmaker.
Something of a yentl. Yeah.
Also, I think he just really loves following people.
I'm so good at it. I get other people to do it. I'm sorry, I'll just be back here bush. Don't mind me.
You can come out here with us.
That's true. It's
I mean, we just met too. Actually, I don't even know your name.
Oh, it's Dariusness. What's Dariusness?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy, because my name's Taylor Lore.
Is this meant to be?
What if we just decided, yeah? What if we didn't jump through any more hoops? What if we just skip to the part where we're in love? Mm. What do you think?
Does anyone want to know what my name is?
Yeah.
Well, now that you mention it, yes, I do want to know.
My name is Brackets.
Brackets?
Brackets. Like the punctuation?
Yeah, no. Is it a, I'm sorry. Is that your given name?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I think you guys should be in love. Like I said before, you guys got like a real good connection. You feel like a nature warrior. I assume that's where you were going since you're out here by this stop sign that just kind of leads into the woods.
Have you ever been in love?
Oh, sure. I was a young man 50 years ago. I can see it now inside my memory. Last time I ever saw him. Still no idea what happened to him.
You couldn't bear to look into the water ever again, could you?
Hmm?
Could you ever bear
no,
to look
I,
into the
water? Now that you mention it, I haven't looked into water since then. Why do you ask?
Well, honestly, I was gonna go on a hike. Would you two like to join me here where the bus ends at the nature?
Taylor Lar, Dariusnessness.
Just oneness.
Darius is
Dariusness.
Dariusness. I would love to. And I'm gonna hang back though about like 10, 15 feet.
Oh.
Perfect.
All right. Appreciate that.
Yeah, do your thing.
Gentlemen, great news. Great news for us, the parking lot company.
What's that?
We got a new little slice of paradise we get to pave. Yeah, yo.
Ooh, concrete dreams.
Love it. Love paving paradise, putting up a parking lot.
Yep. It's what we do.
As the one company that owns all parking lots, I feel like things are going really well, but we can't rest on our haunches, right?
No. I mean, the second that we stop thinking about parking lots, they're going to build our nemesis parking structures.
And I don't like how they're stacked.
I don't care for it.
No.
What is this, an apartment building for cars?
Cars aren't alive.
They're not alive.
Next thing you know, cars will be wanting to go into the grocery store.
No.
Not on my watch. No.
They'll be self-driving.
Cars belong in a lot, not surrounded by walls, and not in some sort of layered, tiered nonsense.
Here's what I know. Cars are not alive, and we need parking lots for us to survive. But if we give them any turmoil, and I'll never again smile. We gotta keep parking cars in a lot. We gotta keep parking cars in a lot. This is our fortune, yes, this is what we got. We gotta keep parking cars in a lot.
I can't believe how far this tar
night? What if it's dark and I know where my car is? And that is my biz, and I see it's for me. It's a monopoly. A lot is what there should be for all our cars.
We gotta put the cars in a lot.
In a lot.
We gotta keep parking cars.
Makes me so upset. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a mirage, and I barely can tolerate the concept of people having a personal garage. I don't like cars when they're under a tent at some sort of outdoor situation. Cars should only be parked between lines on the concrete, clear white delineation. Trees to do it.
It's a stressful world out there, and there's only two things that help me relax. The first is going to a jazz club where they only play royalty-free music from Logic Pro X. And the second is sleeping on a Lisa mattress. Did you know that a quality night's sleep helps you recover from distractions faster, helps prevent burnout, helps you make better decisions, helps you improve your memory, and overall make fewer mistakes? And that's not marketing. That's just science. Lisa's been at this for over 30 years, making those good, good mattresses that provide the perfect night of sleep for all body shapes and sleeping styles, because they're on that mission to provide a better night's sleep for everyone. You know Lisa. Through their 110 program, they've donated one mattress for every 10 they sell, and by now that's 26,000 mattresses. Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, they plant a tree for every mattress they sell, and that means they're planting 1 million trees by 2025. And personally speaking, these mattresses have made my back feel about 1,000% better. So don't miss these summer savings. Get $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook. That's LEESA.com/offbook for $160 off. Lisa, a better place to sleep.
Wow.
Brackets. Shh.
You didn't like that? You didn't like my bird call?
It was really beautiful.
It was great.
I just felt like
we're
you guys
just coming
were
having... up on my favorite of all of the vistas. It's just.
Oh.
You okay?
Hmm. Yep. What's your favorite vista?
It's just right here over this ridge.
Oh. Wow. Look at that view.
So romantic. Feels like two people could really like have a connection by this vista.
I feel like I'm having a connection.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would do if this wasn't here for us to connect about.
I know, it's like, it's one thing to connect to another person, but everyone knows that that's shallow and doesn't last very long.
No.
You need to connect with that person over stuff.
That's right.
I know that I like you, but I also know that that will not last. So if I should like you, we gotta talk about things that we like and things in our past. We can't spend whole years over dinner meals just saying, do you? You, it will lead me back to a hug.
connect about these three hairs on my head, and we can talk about stuff until we're dead. You be Doug and Patty, I'll be over in the corner, I think, just being a creepy older gentleman. You can call me Mr. Dink.
Smells like
hot tar.
Is it me? Do I smell it?
It's definitely Brackets, not you.
It's not you. We've been with you for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Look down there across the vista.
What the?
There's one of those big rolly machines that makes the trees flat. That's what do you call them?
A rolly machine.
It makes the trees a steam roller.
A steam roller. There's a steam roller in the woods.
It's rolling down. Oh, we have to get down there and stop him. Come on, down.
Let's go.
Down the ridge.
Down the cliff?
Well, yeah. Well, come on, it's the fastest way down.
Okay, bird friends, carry us.
Guys, a question.
What's that?
When people like ask you to do stuff,
yeah,
normally I'm like, nah, I'm a bird, I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys seem like pretty cool.
I don't know. Anytime there's like a lady alone in a cabin and she opens up the windows for like the first time in spring and she wants like birds to like carry her sheets and put them out on a clothesline, I'm like, yeah, I want to do that.
Okay, so for real though, I hope this princess make a dress once. Like me and a bunch of like rats and squirrels and stuff made a dress once. And she was like real nice at the time, moved to the castle, never came back.
Yeah. Honestly, that is the part that bothers me. It feels like a one-way street where I'm like, yeah, let's have a whimsical connection, then bye.
Yeah, it's like, okay, how about I just made you a dress?
A dress?
So, like, how about you, like, respond with, like, I don't know, leave out some peanut butter or something.
You know what the problem is?
What?
You made stuff, but you didn't connect over the stuff. If you do all the stuff, then they just think of you as a stuff doer.
Right, you can't have one side or the other. You gotta have them together.
Yeah,
exactly.
You
gotta flock together.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you're the friend of the V.
Hey, that's me.
Someone's gotta lead.
Someone's gotta be
follow.
The front of the V.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, what, you wanna put these people down or what?
Oh, yeah. Plop.
Thanks, birds.
Thanks, birds. We'll never forget you.
What?
We'll see.
They were like in my ear. Did you? They were chirping a lot.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I have never experienced anything like this before.
All right, over here, just, yes, that tree, make that one flat. And that one, yep, that one too, make that one flat.
You see that badger? Punch it in the face.
Yeah. Punch that badger so it runs away and tells the story and then make that tree flat.
Yeah, you see those two squirrels? Tell them it's all gonna be okay and then say, psych. Hey, you three evil doers.
What? We're not evil doers.
Aren't you, though?
No.
Listen,
no.
I want to tell you about something I read earlier today.
Who are you, and why do you smell so very bad?
My name is Taylor, and I am a warrior for the Earth. My clothes are dirty, but my heart is clean. And I read something today, and it changed my life.
What was it?
Yeah, hold
stop,
on.
Stop.
Point you're making.
Very interesting.
agree that snake is an S. But what about if I really read it? You're saying stop. What if we just stop?
But if we stop, someone will come along and turn this beautiful forest into a parking garage. And I will not stand for a parking garage, a parking lot or nothing. And there is no other option.
What if I told you you could break free of your mental bars? If you don't like a parking garage, your real enemy is cars. Think of what you want and that you should trust. While you were busy making parking lots, you should have advertised for the bus. Stop
advertising for cars by building parking lots. We have to stop. Also text my dad.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What do you want to?
Because he's a congressman.
Oh.
We could protect this park and put the law, and no one will have a lot. And we can come here as often as we want, and we don't have to worry about the haunt. We could continue to take a little jaunt.
More.
And I don't mean to taunt, taunt.
More.
I didn't mean to have to flaunt. And I can't believe my glunt. That word doesn't exist. But I just cannot resist. We can really protect this. I insist.
Bird just shouted my name almost. Bird, what? Where are you leading me, Bird? Follow. Skipping, following the bird. Oh, wait, sorry. Hold on. You guys got this parking situation handled?
Yeah, we got it, Brackets.
Okay, I'm going to go.
I'm going to follow this bird.
Follow you, Drew.
Texting the congressman. He's going to take care of it.
Yes.
Just want to make sure this is tied up before I run.
No, I think it's good.
Because this might turn into like a thing.
Yeah.
No, so, I think, you know what, Brackets? You've changed my life forever, and I think it's time for you to stalk that bird.
I've been stalking people for too long. It's time to stalk some nature. Okay, bye. Skippity skip skip. Yes, bird, where are we going?
Splish, splash.
What's this? A puddle? No, it's much bigger than a puddle. A stream? No, it's bigger than a stream. I guess it's an ocean? No, it's smaller than an ocean. Oh, it's a river, yes. I haven't looked in a river in so long. I wonder if he'll be here. What a crazy coincidence that would be if he would be here. I guess I'll just have to peer over and see. Holy cow!
After all these
well, let's... Where'd you go? Oh, I get it. You're me. You're me in the river.
Oh. Oh.
Wait a second.
That means...
I've never been in love except with myself, which is called narcissism. I'm gonna go back to my human friends. Or, know what? Hey, bird, get that badger over here that looks like it got punched in the face. I got those squirrels that looked like they had a real mean prank played on them.
Hey, who's this guy? What's his deal?
I don't know. He told me to gather you. Badger, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of flat-faced. I'm gonna be okay. Breathing's all right.
And honestly, I'm just like, I can't believe that I even fell for it. You know, it's like they told us it was fine after they punched you. And I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, it's okay. We, you know, we always wanted to believe in the best in people.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's called cognitive dissonance.
Hey, animals. I think you're all the best. And I want to live here with you. And you can maybe make me a dress. Now off to the castle!
Ah, again with this!
Honestly!
How does this keep happening?
Where is the castle? And that guy has a castle? Like, I don't want to assume anything about it, but that guy has a castle?
I don't know. I bet he's just crashing some other castle. If there is a castle around here.
The looks can be deceiving.
Somebody, guys, make me a dress.
Yeah.
It'll be way easier, it's way smaller, and I won't leave.
Promise?
Make me a promise.
You never know. Maybe you just don't know, and you put on a dress, and all of a sudden it's like, I gotta go to a castle.
No, wait, make me a dress.
Okay.
All right. What do you think?
Oh, I love the way it twirls when I fly. Now off to the castle.
No!
Oh. See? Is there a GPS for the castle and all these dresses? How do we not know where this castle is?
Oh. We've been flying around in the woods. We would have noticed a castle.
Oh, man.
I guess.
I mean, who am I? I'm just a badger with the flat face.
I don't know. You know what would look good with that face, though?
What's that?
A dress.
You know, I have been thinking that.
I'll make you one. Hold
really?
On.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Thank you. Spin. It's fun to spin.
Yeah, very floral. I like how the skirt is very short.
Yeah.
This goes right here. Anyway,
Anyway, I'm having dinner. I'm gonna eat some worms and
I gotta get to this castle.
What?
I just feel the draw to the castle.
You sure you don't wanna eat some worms
and
oh my god.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Splash, splash. Tweet, tweet. Splash, splash.
What? Oh. I guess yes, I'm in the river. Oh, hi!
Sis, have you been watching this? It's really magical.
It is pretty magical, yes.
Boy, I feel like we could talk about watching these birds make dresses for other animals and fly off for, like, it'll give us a couple of years.
It's gonna sustain us.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot to unpack. Where'd they get the fabric? How do they sew? How do they do it so fast? Who taught them? Where's the fabric? Are there different languages between all animals?
That's true. That's what I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Yeah.
And now we can think about it with each other forever.
Do you want to walk back to the bus?
Sure do. Oh, hello.
Brackets. Wow, your dress is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And you just seem to have the feeling of castle all over you.
Oh, yeah, I went to the castle.
Where,
oh.
Where is this castle?
Oh, you want to go?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's go back to the bus. It'll take us there.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Y'all got dresses?
We can get some.
Okay, well, you should, because otherwise you can't get to the castle.
Is that the price of admission? A dress?
Yeah, you gotta have a dress.
Oh, okay. Do you have a dress?
I mean, no, I just have these dirty, dirty clothes.
Well, we could probably fashion that into a dress, can't we?
Yeah, sure. Rip, ramp, cramp. Oh,
that was incredible. That's fast. And ooh, off the shoulder look. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, magnifique. And now me. Hey.
Ooh. Sporty, revealing, colorful. I love it.
It's just like me.
Yeah, it really hugs your form.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love my form in particular. Okay.
You're sorry. You gotta promise me you won't jump off of this bus mid bus ride again.
No promises at all.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. All aboard for the castle.
Oh, last stop castle.
Okay. Wow.
Here we go.
Well, here it is. It may just look like more woods, but this is the castle.
That's right. Nature's castle is the woods.
Oh.
Don't you see? The woods have been the castle the whole time.
I do see that
sure,
now.
Yeah, okay.
You were so focused on what is a castle, you didn't think, maybe I've been in a castle all along.
Yeah, you're right. I think. Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't you be right?
I mean, I'm right about one thing. You two have just got such a connection, and I just love watching it from like 15 feet away.
Yeah, Brackets, thank you. It's really sweet, and you definitely helped us find each other, but you're putting a lot of pressure on
I kind of need it to work out between the two of you.
Okay.
Like for me.
Right.
Because I realized the only time that I've been in love with myself.
Well, that's just called self-love, isn't it?
Oh, I guess that's another name for it.
What is the difference between self-love and a narcissist? What is the difference between a castle and a bunch of woods?
What is the difference
between a dress made by mice and a dress made from ratty clothes? Difference. A flat-faced badger and a bird with a problem.
What is the difference
between falafel and feeling awful?
Difference.
Sorry.
But what is the difference between like and love? What is the difference between thinking of you and thinking of? What is the difference between yesterday and today? The only difference I see is that now I will have you to share my way.
And I'll share your way.
Stop for Doug.
Yes, the Nickelodeon approached us about doing a musical using Doug, and then also gave us the specification that Doug can only be a passing reference. There cannot be any actual characters from Doug. And we did that, and you've all just been witness to the first premiere performance of it.
That's
you
right.
You are in a theater. You've just seen it with full costumes.
You're in a small regional theater. This is a early production. We're just getting this on its legs. But you, you've seen that show fully realized. Costumes, props, choreography, full orchestra, full birds.
Good. You understand? That's what we all just watched all together.
We
good.
All watched
so
that.
Now we're going to bring...
That's the space we're in. So if you have a... We're going to bring out our entire cast and crew.
Here they come.
Out.
Give them a round
Thank
of applause.
Thank you so much.
Here's the cat, the director.
Oh my goodness.
The costume designer.
It takes so many people to create a musical like that. So we would love to just take a few questions from the audience. Any questions you might have about the show that you just saw?
This is a talk back on this musical.
Yeah, having a little talk back on this production. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I have a question for the stage manager. I know this is a small regional theater, but frankly, the sheer amount of technical work that went on this production kind of made Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark look amateurish. How did you handle all that single-handedly?
Wow, thank you. It's not often that the stage manager gets such props, and we do appreciate it. Do you want to go ahead and take that?
Yeah, props are usually for the prop master.
Say, Carl, you do not stop moving. When you say, hey, we're at places, I never see you stop moving. So yeah, go ahead and just tell them a little bit about your process.
I appreciate that. That's my segue. That's the reason that I never stop moving.
We also have a partnership with Segway. We should bring it up.
Speaking of which,
yes,
there's 35,483 cues in this musical. All right, and most of them are in a bird language. So I had to extensively, I had to study the languages of the birds and the various chirps that they use, most of which are territorial. So it's really hard to communicate to a bird that you want them to, you know, enter the stage instead of, this is mine, sort of a, that's usually what a bird call is. Or please, me, have sex, you know, so... It was very difficult, but, you know, with, you know, stick-to-itiveness, and tenacity and ingenuity. We pulled it off. And also, of course, thank you to my staff of 300 assistants. Of which we could have not done this, of course.
Actually, here. We'll bring all the 300 assistants on stage.
They're all birds.
They can say you're welcome, too. Hold on,
They're
let's hear
birds,
for them.
Yeah.
Guys, can you say you're welcome, please?
You're welcome!
Yeah, they were all very good. There's lots of people working on this show. We have a microphone if anyone else would like to set up and ask a question, or you can just raise your hand and we'll come find you if that's faster. Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
So, being that this is your first time in Canada, we do have Canadian content laws, so I was just wondering if you guys were workshopping the last couple songs full of references to Canada.
Did anybody know about that? I'm sorry, did anybody know
I'm
about
sorry,
that?
Hold on a second. Right. Anyone know
did
about
anybody
that?
Know about that?
I mean, should we mention that this whole thing takes place in Banff?
I feel like we may have cut that line, and I feel like that might be our loophole
Ooh,
for right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay, so technically,
just like
technically
they didn't hear that one.
I think technically, some of the show took place on a river, which is the water, so maybe the show is in international waters.
That's right.
Ooh.
Which means it's maritime law, which means we can do whatever we want.
That's right.
Say that.
Okay. Our legal position is that maritime law, we can do whatever we want. Thank you. Is there any other questions from anyone maybe over here?
Here we got also.
Oh, there's some over here. Yes, sir,
go for
please.
It.
Yeah, I was wondering for the animal trainer, when you were approached for a production that was Stop for Doug, what did you think the production was going to be about?
That is a very good question. When I got the title of the show Stop for Doug, of course I immediately thought of the Nickelodeon property Doug and all the Nickelodeon properties and the animals that have been in them. Now I thought I would be training humans for the very first time.
as opposed to animals. When I'm training a tiger, I crack a whip very loud and I shout at him to do things like, sit there, tiger! You don't hit the tiger with the whip. It will kill you. It's much bigger than you. It's just a sound type thing. We try to train animals in the most humane way possible. But I was so interested to be what it would like to train a human boy named Doug. But alas, there was no human boy named Doug in this show. So mostly it was just like cleaning up after birds, finding a badger that looked like it had already been punched in the face, so we would not have to do that to a badger, finding some squirrels who looked a bit miffed. And
it really came back to casting for you, honestly.
It's all in the casting. When you do the casting good, even for animal training, it does have to work for you. One time I worked with a giraffe who was just a real diva, and I was thinking, if I had just hired a different giraffe, I would not have these problems of I won't wear this hat or this scarf or do this Toys R Us commercial. But yeah.
Great.
That's just Jeffrey, I guess. Yes, another question.
Go for it.
I noticed there were multiple choreographers on in the playbill, and I just wanted to know, from the human choreographers to the tree and river choreographers and the animal choreographers, what that process was like combining your efforts.
Well,
there's different unions, so we can't. I'm only legally allowed to choreograph for trees.
And meanwhile, I deal with only water dancers. Dancers who are water, not people who can dance in or around water. What I do is not like synchronized swimming. It is not like Cirque du Soleil's O. What I do is actually just letting water do what it already does. Some would say, I did nothing.
But I think that we all just try to stay out of each other's way and trust each other's artistic visions.
That's right.
I think we have time for one more question. If anyone has one more. Yes, sir, please.
Yes, hi. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Question for the writers, I guess. How did you come up with that role of the flattened-faced badger? Because I think that'll be a dream role for anyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think for me, I was thinking, when a high school does this, what would be a fun part for that kid who can't sing? Musical has to have a few, because there's going to be a really enthusiastic theater kid, but boy, he cannot carry a tune. And you want to give him that part. Sometimes it's a constable, sometimes it's a dad, sometimes it's a milk seller.
You also want to have like a number of parts that, if necessary, could all be played by women, because odds are there's just going to
be way more women in your program.
Especially younger programs, there's just going to be more girls in there.
That's right. So we wanted to have just like a lot of role availability. It's not often that new musicals think about their future as a high school production, but
we know the market.
There were actually a lot of very, very targeted, like towards that market, towards high school kids songs earlier on in the drafts of the musical. We had a song called Oh Boy High School Teen Teens Teens
that we did have to cut.
It got cut for time and for relevance, to be totally honest. But we do have a version. Actually, we have the actors on retainer who we hired to do that, who didn't play any other parts in the show.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of teens.
Yeah. You guys want to maybe, just for this audience here, sing Oh Boy High School Teens, Teens, Teens?
Of course.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear the song for you. Great.
I don't know if we want to.
Okay, hold on though, because everyone just clapped for you, so.
Okay, fine, do it more.
I don't even know if
fine,
we want to.
Whatever,
maybe people
whatever.
Don't want it enough. Whatever.
Okay, thanks.
Wake up in the morning at 7:24. Gotta go to school.
do every time I'm heen. 19, that means here. I'm a teen and I got no fear. High school.
Everybody knows that I show up good when I ring that bell. Yeah. In the morning with my lunch all packed, I go there and I'm like, oh hell yeah. Me and my boys in the quad eat that lunch and doing tricks on tiny skateboards on our fingers. I forget what those are called. I got Digimon, Pokemon, Beyblades, and other things. Yo-Kai Watch. Also, a bunch of rings from the Claire and Hot Topic. So many rings, I won't stop it. Everybody knows what I mean because, oh my god, high school TCTs.
Oh my god.
Social handles that people got to know.
What are my social handles?
Yeah, let's networking. Where do people want more?
Well, you can follow me on stuff, Twitter, I guess, and Instagram, and my handle is BARVONBLAQ. I have to sing it.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you for coming. Yes, thank you so much, JFL. Thank you, all of you, for being.
Thank you so much for coming out. We love you. Thank you for helping us make our international debut.
Internacional.
And as we say,
punch a badger in the face.